Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
It's a common saying in the working world that people don't quit jobs, they quit bosses. But drawing from my experience as an employee in both Western Europe and North America, and having served clients across 9 countries and 31 states over the last 20 years, I've actually uncovered 3 other top drivers why people quit. Number one, what I call the hopscotcher. We were first brought in by a client to work with a senior HR leader on an initiative she dreamed up, and she wanted a vendor partner like us to help her implement it. The leader was quite difficult, demanding and self-centered. She had a bullying temperament with her team, though she never actually used the word team when venting her annoyances to us. Instead, she called them my employees, seemingly forgetting that she too was a W-2. After a couple of years, she jumped ship. And the good news for us was that she brought us with her to this new gig to roll out the same initiative that had made her look so good at the first company. We just changed the logo for her. Within 12 months, she tired of employer number 2 and hopscotched away to a third. She confided in us that each move came with a significant salary bump. Less of a loyalty bonus and more of a, because she's left them, she must be good bonus for a new employer. We just changed the logo again. Now, before the ink was dry on that contract, she was on to gig number 4. We changed the logo for the 4th time. Again, she asked us to help roll out her red carpet of a program that she used to parade toward the back door, eventually retiring to other meaningful projects after just 12 months of running round and round in circles at that workplace. You know, I've seen many hopscotchers at work, and their loyalty is limited. Their vision extends only to the next paycheck, and they view others as mere pawns in a game of career chess that they play alone. Now, sadly for the hopscotcher, no one remembers them after they've moved on, except for the mess left behind for others to clean up. And we just deleted the logo. Number 2, buried, slammed, and crazy busy. Now, I've written about these siblings before, buried, slammed, and crazy busy. You've likely seen their extended family members in your own workplace, always behind, always scrambling, always late. And the only time they truly focus is when sharing their burdens with others around the water coolers of the world to waste more time. Now, one of the questions I've asked audiences all over the world as a keynote speaker is, by a show of hands, who here is massively impressed by buried, slammed, or crazy busy? I've never, and I mean ever, had someone raise their hand. I've come to the conclusion that such people create a big ball of noise that they carry around to make themselves look important and irreplaceable. The reality, of course, always catches up because of the simple principle of the law of the harvest. We do reap what we do sow. As John Wooden once said, never mistake activity for achievement. Busy, slammed, and crazy busy eventually get found out for the economic fraudsters they are. To avoid being fired, they often find another job and blame their previous employer for creating a hostile work environment, or not offering enough wellness education, or the new favourite, not creating psychological safety. The reality, however, is much simpler. They weren't getting things done, and the boss finally got fed up with the noise and nonsense in lieu of actual production. And then finally, number 3, me, myself, and I. The final top reason I've observed as to why people leave is that some employees are focused solely on serving 3 specific colleagues, me, myself, and I. Very few people in today's tumultuous workplaces possess the loyalty our grandparents had perhaps for their work. While many factors have brought this to this point, it's fair to say that those who are restless of heart and self-centered tend to quit and move much more than those who possess a spirit to serve their customers and colleagues come rain or shine.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.